For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. The Chinese foreign minister says many questions remain unanswered about the fate of Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 and efforts to locate the plane must continue. Wang Yi commented after Malaysian authorities confirmed on Wednesday that a wing flap that washed up on Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean came from that missing plane. The foreign ministry has also issued a statement expressing grief and sorrow for those on board the plane, extending profound sympathy and condolences to the families of those people. Meanwhile, Australia's promised to continue its efforts to locate the missing plane. The wing flap found on Reunion Island last week is the first confirmed physical evidence of the plane, which disappeared on March 8th of last year while flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. There were 239 passengers and crew on board. Most of the passengers were from China. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has proposed a new set of initiatives to his ASEAN counterparts to maintain peace in the South China Sea. The proposals call on countries with interests in the South China Sea to use the Declaration on the Conduct of Parties in the South China Sea as a tool to solve their disputes, as well as putting in more work to create a formal code of conduct on dealing with territorial disputes. Wang Yi is also calling on countries which don't have interest in the South China Sea to step back from making the situation more tense. He notes freedom of navigation and overflights of the South China Sea are safeguarded under international law. Chinese embassy officials in Myanmar are visiting more flood-stricken areas to deliver relief materials worth around $300,000, responding to a call from the embassy. Around 100 Chinese companies operating in Myanmar have also begun organizing flood relief assistance. A non-governmental Chinese rescue team arrived in Myanmar this week. This comes as Myanmar copes with some of its worst monsoon flooding in decades. China's issued a yellow alert for approaching Typhoon Sautilor. According to the National Meteorological Center, the center of that storm, this year's 13th typhoon, was located at around 920 kilometers southeast of Hualien of Taiwan at 11 this morning Beijing time. Forecasters are warning the storm is going to pick up power as it begins to slam into central Taiwan sometime on Friday evening, with winds expected to hit 195 kilometers per hour. After crossing Taiwan, the typhoon will continue to move northwest and is forecast to hit the coast of Fujian province. An advisory panel to Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has submitted a final report on a landmark statement marking the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. The report mentions Japan's wartime aggression and colonial rule, but stops short of saying whether Japan should apologize for its wartime atrocities. Based on this report, Abe is scheduled to release his landmark statement on August 14th. The speech is considered the official stance of the Japanese government on its actions during World War II, which caused inhumane suffering to millions of people in East Asia and Southeast Asia under Japan's aggression and colonial rule. Hiroshima has commemorated the 70th anniversary of the atomic bombing during World War II. Around 55,000 people attended the ceremony on Thursday at the city's Peace Memorial Park, including survivors of the attack and their descendants. Kazumi Matsui, mayor of the city, made a peace declaration to the audience. He called on policymakers of the world to abolish nuclear weapons and to create versatile security systems that do not depend on military might. A leading official with the U.S. Treasury Department has told U.S. lawmakers the United States will maintain the ability to reimpose sanctions unilaterally if Iran violates the newly reached nuclear deal. Adam Zubin with the Treasury Department has told a U.S. Senate hearing it's the Treasury's belief the U.S. will be able to reenact both U.S. and U.N. sanctions, even over the objections of the P5 members. This comes as the Obama administration continues lobbying Congress to support the nuclear deal in a critical vote in a few weeks' time. Australia Post is receiving an unexpected boost from China. The mail service has forecast its first financial loss in its 200-year history, but it's also reporting a huge increase in the number of parcels being sent overseas, primarily to China. Australia Post CEO attributes the rise in shipments to his country's currency, which has fallen in value in the past year, making Australian exports cheaper in many overseas markets. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.